From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. In the midst of the current Turkish cross-border military offensive, Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River. It's unclear if all of them have withdrawn, though, as we hear from Edward Uranian.
Amateur video shows scores of Free Syrian Army fighters inside the town of Jarablus after the Islamic State group ran away Wednesday. U.S.-backed YPG Kurdish militia fighters have also reportedly begun pulling back from the town of Munbij in a move to comply with Turkish demands. But the head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights told Arab media Kurdish YPG militia fighters were still fighting on the western side of the Euphrates River and had even captured some ground. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
UN officials are saying Russia has agreed to support a 48-hour pause in fighting in and around Syria's largest city, Aleppo, so that humanitarian aid can be delivered to its population. Citing local media, Reuters reports that anti-government rebels and Syria's army agreed to evacuate all residents and insurgents from the Damascus suburb of Deraa, ending one of the longest standoffs in the war. Secretary of State John Kerry Thursday visited Saudi Arabia to discuss U.S. military operations in Syria. Kerry was trying to shore up support for his Syria plan ahead of scheduled meetings with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Friday in Geneva. During the meeting with Lavrov, the two sides will try to come up with an agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria. This is VOA News.